This will be a third part of what I've been talking about. The first part was speaking is believing. Second part, I talked about believing is righteousness. And I do want to recap that. Some people hadn't been here, and this will be a real quick recap. But the main scripture that I shared was Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And out of the Amplified, I'll just read it. It says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live and may love the Lord your God, obey his voice, and cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we talked about it. All heaven and earth has been called to witness our choice, right? We said that. Are we choosing to live and love God like it says? Are we choosing that? It's a daily thing, really. If you think of it, it's a daily thing to choose to live and love God. And just like I was saying, you got to be intentional about it. It doesn't just happen. I'm telling you, it don't just happen. You get born again, that's great, but it doesn't just happen. You have to choose daily to live and love God. And then I shared out of Proverbs 18, verse 20. It says, a man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth and with the consequence of his words. He must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death and life. So we're to be choosing life. He encourages us to choose life. And our words are powerful. We talked about how powerful our words are. And we'll have to deal with the consequence of them, whether they're words of death or words of life. Amen? And then we talk about speaking, how speaking exposes our heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it exposes, speaking exposes what is in our heart. So we talked about what's in our heart. What are we believing in our heart? And that's when we got into righteousness. We were talking about righteousness. You know, right standing with God. Right way of doing things. What are we believing in our heart? And then we talked about Noah and Abraham and how, you know, Noah believed that God would deliver him and his family from the flood, and how Abraham believed God would make him the father of many nations. And God accounted that believing unto them as righteousness. So we have to have righteousness in our heart. And we ask, what are we believing? What are we believing? What are we believing today? They believed what God had told them. And then we talked about us believing that the shed blood of Jesus, believing in the shed blood of Jesus and being fully persuaded that he's the Son of God sent for us. Propitiation. The great exchange. He exchanged his life for ours. And that fact alone makes us righteous, gives us right standing with God. It's not by works. It's not by how often we come to church. It's not by, you know, how many people we walk across the street or how many homeless people we feed, or all those are good and well and we need to be doing all those things. But that does not secure our righteousness. The blood and the blood alone makes us righteous. And you got to believe that. That's got to become a revelation to you individually. You have to believe that you are righteous before God. If you have confessed Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you have to believe in your heart that you are righteous. And that nothing can take that away from you. And once you have that foundation, once you have that revelation, that's where it, then, you know, then we get into the next part. I was going to reread in Romans. How many took the time to read the book of Romans last week? Remember, I encouraged you at the end of the service. Read Romans. Halfway through, hey, halfway's better than no way. You know, I don't I don't want to sound like I'm up here saying, thus saith the Lord. But I do believe, and I hope you believe with me, I hear from God. And I do believe when He says to share something that it is for you. Now, it may not be for everybody. But I believe that He wanted you to focus in that book last week. I do. So, here's your second opportunity if you didn't get a chance to. Read the book of Romans. Read the book of Romans. If you haven't read it in a while, it'll bring stuff back that you may have just not thought of. If you read in that book a lot, it'll encourage you in some other areas. Just read. Read. And understand who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. Amen? So, talk about believing and speaking. Believe in His righteousness, and once we understand what we believe, then and then only can we do accordingly. And that's what I want to talk about today, just briefly. Believing is doing. Believing is doing. So we said believing is speaking, believing is righteousness, believing is doing. Listen, I believe if you want to walk in the abundant life that Jesus died to give us, he went to the cross. He went to the cross to undo the works of the enemy, to give us the victory. Now, you have the victory, but you have a choice. And we want to be walking in that victory. We want to live in that abundant life. Right? Don't you? Who doesn't want to have an abundant life? Who's satisfied with a non-abundant life? Nobody. We all want that abundant life. But we have to understand what it is first. We have to understand our righteousness. And then when you do, you can start doing. Turn to James chapter 2. And I've gotten to where, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody. I print out my scripture on paper. So it is scripture, even though it's not read out of this book. I do keep this book for reference in case I need to go somewhere else. But I do. It just helps me kind of stay focused. I hope that's okay with everybody. There are other people that use their electronic devices, you know, to keep them on track. But I'm still a little bit old school. I like paper. So I do write them down or tape them out and put them on here, and I read from them. So at first I was trying to trick y'all a little bit. You know, I'd have them on the paper, and then I'd open my Bible to the scripture. But I would read it off my paper. I said, well, they ain't being fooled. Why are you doing that? You look foolish doing that, so... I'm just going to read off my paper. Is that all right? Keeping it real?
Yeah.
I meant to say this, and, well, I meant to say, those announcements today never look so good. Move along. All right, moving along. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Believing is doing. That's what we're talking about today. James chapter 2, verse 24 says this out of the Amplified. You see that a man is justified, pronounced righteous before God, through what he does, and not alone through faith, through works of obedience as well, as by what he believes. You want me to read that again? You see that a man is justified, pronounced righteous before God through what he does, and not alone through faith, through works of obedience as well as by what he believes. And then if you jump to James chapter 1, verse 22... it says this, but be doers of the word. Obey the message. And not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, He is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror, for he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. It's calling us to be doers of the word. And if we're not obeying and being a doer of it, you know, it's like when we, y'all can identify with this. We hear a word here in church on a Sunday morning. Doesn't matter who it's from. It doesn't even have to be from the pulpit. It could be in conversation with someone in the back. They share something with you. You hear a word, it encourages you. You think in your mind, yes, I need to apply that. And then as soon as you walk out of here, what happens? The enemy comes, steals that word from you. You don't think about it again. It's just like looking in the mirror, looking at your natural face. As soon as you walk away, well, did I put that lipstick on? Did I put that eyeshadow on right? Let me go back and look again. You forget. You forget. If you're not doing the word, you forget. So last week we talked about righteousness, right, the righteousness of Abraham because he believed. But look what else he did. Turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. It says, "For I have known, chosen, acknowledged him as my own." This is God talking about Abraham. "So that he may teach and command his children and the sons of his house after him to keep the way of the Lord and to do what is just and righteous, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has promised him." See, not only did Abraham believe, but he was going to do. He was going to do what was just and righteous, so that the Lord may bring him what he had promised him. So we see it's not, and I say this cautiously, it's not just what we believe, that we believe we are righteous, but we must act accordingly. We must act accordingly. We must do accordingly. And that's why I want to encourage you today. Believing and believing only will get you to heaven. Believing and doing will give you abundant life here in this earth. Does that make sense? You know, the argument, you've heard this before, and it's been debated for years and years, and some people agree, some don't. Once saved, always saved. Anybody ever heard that? Once saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. And people don't like that because they say, well, if you profess that, that just gives you a license to sin. You can go, you can say, you know, I believe in Jesus, and then you can go and do whatever you want. Well, no, not if you're obeying the scripture, which says, believe and then do. Do righteousness. Amen? Yes. Not if you're practicing righteousness or doing what you are believing in your heart. See, if you believe, if you have revelation in your heart that you are righteous, you're not going to go and do all that stuff. And let me just say this, if you're doing some of that stuff, you don't have a revelation of your righteousness in Christ. Turn to 1 John chapter 3. verse 7. Out of the Amplified, reads this way. "Boys, lads, let no one deceive and lead you astray. He who practices righteousness, who is upright, conforming to the divine will and purpose, thought, and action. Living a consistently conscientious life is righteous, even as He is righteous. See, we must live righteous as we believe we are righteous. Let me say that again. We must live righteous even as we believe we are righteous. So it goes back to last week. What are we believing in our heart? What are we believing in our heart? And then how are we acting that out? What are we doing with it? How are we doing it? So believing is doing. Believing is doing. And I really think this is probably where the church has gotten the most off track, in my mind. I believe that the church as a whole believes. I do. I think they believe. I believe the church as a whole speaks the right thing. But are we doing what we believe? Are we doing what we believe? We believe it, we speak it, but are we doing it? As a church, I'm not talking about Christian Growth Center only. Church Universal. Are we believing, speaking, and doing righteousness? 1 John 3, chapter 3, verse 10 says this, "By this it is made clear who take their nature from God and are His children, and who take their nature from the devil and are his children. No one," he's giving us a clue here, "no one who does not practice righteousness, who does not conform to God's will and purpose, thought, and action, is of God." Let me read that again. "No one who does not practice righteousness, who does not conform to God's will and purpose, thought, and action, is of God. Neither is anyone who does not love his brother, his fellow believer in Christ." Wow. Wow. Let me read that in the NIV, just kind of gives it a little bit less word. He says, "This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister." Wow. Let me read it in the Message Bible, if that didn't witness to you. "People conceived and brought into life by God don't make a practice of sin. How could they? God's seed is deep within them, making them who they are. It's not in the nature of the God begotten to practice and parade sin. Here's how you tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. The one who won't practice righteous ways isn't from God, nor is the one who won't love brother or sister. A simple test. A simple test. It's a simple test. Just think about that. If we don't practice righteousness, we are not of God, is what it's saying. If we don't love our brother and sister in Christ, we are not of God. That's not me. I'm just reading what the Word says. So what does doing look like? If believing is doing, what does that look like? What's the practicality of it? Well, that last verse just gave us a gigantic clue. Love your brother and sister in Christ. Love. You know, it's funny how the more I'm in the Word, the more I study, the more I read, the more I keep coming back to love. It's because of love that God sent Jesus. It was because of love that Jesus, I believe Jesus had a choice. I believe He could have stayed in heaven with the Father. I believe he made a choice to come because of love for us. I believe he made a choice to go to that cross. It said he could call thousands upon thousands of angels. What does it say? Legions of angels to come to his aid to deliver him from that moment. He could have done it. It was his choice to go to the cross, to spill his blood for you and me. It was out of love. So we're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to love each other. You want to save the New River Valley? You want to save the world? The Word tells us how. You'll be known by your love for one another. That'll be the witness to the world that there is a God. There is a God that loves them because I see the love among the brothers and sisters. Love your brothers and sisters. Oh, you say I love them. Yeah, but what do you do to help them in their time of need? Whether it's prayer, some physical need, a word of encouragement, just a smile. Sometimes just a smile can make someone's day. I've put a post-it on my calendar that I see every morning to remind myself. And it says, whose life am I going to change today with my smile? Simple. Simple stuff. This is we make it too complicated. You know, we want to give a dissertation of the entire Bible to someone to, but no, sometimes just a smile encourages someone. Sometimes just a smile opens a door. Amen? Do you pray for them as the Spirit leads? Are you sensitive to the Holy Spirit to pray for your brother and sister in their time of need? I keep coming back to it, but the Clays are, this is the perfect example. And I can't think of a better one. In my time of need, Nikki and I's time of need, the moment that that brain bleed came on me, they fell to their knees. They were already in a spirit of prayer, if I can say it like that. They were already, and they said, we have to pray now. Something terrible has happened to Pastor Tom. That's where that sensitivity to the Holy Spirit comes in, and it benefits your brothers and sisters. Huh? Wow. Do you pray for as the Spirit leads? Do you do what Jesus commanded, to love God, to love your neighbor, your brother, and your sister? But you can't practice what you don't know. So you got to get in the know. And how do you get in the know? Well, you spend time. You spend time in this Word. You spend time in prayer. You spend time with the Father. You spend time with the Holy Spirit. That's how you get in the know. You read Romans when someone encourages you to. You pray. You talk to God. That's really all it is sometimes, is talking to God. You have a conversation with God. I think I shared this before. I think Levi was doing something. I can't remember exactly what he was doing. He was kind of off a little bit on his own, and my dad was there. And Levi was just talking. And my dad said, Levi, who are you talking to? He says, oh, Papa, I'm just talking to my brain. I'm just talking to my brain. Kids say the funniest things. But when you're talking to God, you know, God dwells on the inside of you. That's when it's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. You can talk to your brain anytime you want to. I don't know if the brain starts talking back. No. But the Holy Spirit will talk back. You can have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. He's right on the inside of you. He's right there. You don't have to go to some special room. You don't have to get in your closet to talk to him. You can talk to him while you're driving your car. You can talk to him in the shower. You can set time aside in the morning, in the evening, during lunchtime to talk to him. You can talk to him and he will talk back. And he will show you these things. He'll reveal these things to you. He'll reveal righteousness. He'll give you a revelation of righteousness, of who you are in Christ. And it'll be so deep rooted and so strong that nothing will be able to take it away from you. And then you can share that when the time comes. And you can do what God has called you to do. Amen? Yeah. Peggy, you got something you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to give a quick testimony when you were talking about smiling. And it wasn't, I started coming to this church in 97. I hadn't been coming very long, but I was coming to church and I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know. I'm so discouraged. How am I doing? You know what? Well, Pastor Gary Hash came to teach that day. So he was asking people to come up and be prayed for. I thought, okay, Lord, you're going to speak to me. You're going to speak to me. I want to hear a word. When I got up there, Gary took my hand, and I mean, he was just like this, just shaking my hand, just grinning from ear to ear. And I'm like, okay, say something. Okay, say something. Well, he didn't say a word. So I'm going home, and I still feeling discouraged. I'm like, Lord, you didn't say a word. But then I got to thinking, but my gosh, what a smile he had. Then that's when it hit me. I thought, oh, you do. You think I'm okay? If you could have seen the smile. I mean, he
I can believe it.
Like this.
A smile, a simple smile can change your life forever. And we can go directly to the throne room of grace. We no longer have to go through a mediator. We don't have to go to a priest. You can go directly to God Himself through the person of the Holy Spirit right inside of you. Right inside of you. But that's what I wanted to encourage you in today. Speaking, righteousness, believing, and then doing. Doing it. What does that mean to you? Listen, we can't, you have to take the initiative. Just like I said in the beginning, you have to be intentional. If you think you can come in here on a Sunday morning and I am going to drop words of wisdom that are going to fill your life up for all your days, I'm sorry to let you down. It's not going to happen. My job is to encourage you to want to go deeper. Let me say that again. My job, part of it at least, is to encourage you to go deeper with God yourself. That is the only way you're going to truly grow. If we are doing what we are called to do, sow faith, grow in righteousness so that we can go into the world, the only way that's going to get accomplished is if you take the initiative. You be intentional about going deeper with God. I want to encourage you. I want to help you get there. But I can't get you there. You have to be intentional about going deeper yourself. You have to be intentional about loving your brother and your sister. It's not going to just happen. You have to be intentional about it. You have to be intentional about sharing your testimony. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. It guides us. Your Holy Spirit lives inside of us to lead and guide us. Lord, I pray that you would quicken the heart of every person under my voice today to go deeper with God. Be intentional about going deeper with God. Be intentional about engaging in prayer. Be intentional about seeking the kingdom first. Be intentional about loving their brother and sister in Christ. Be intentional about sharing their testimony with those that don't know Christ. Be intentional to read your word. Every single word in this book is for us. The life source, the life giver. When we have questions and times of tribulation and trials, let us run to the Word first. Let us be intentional about seeking out your Word and what it says about our situation. And when it becomes revelation to us, let us speak it out of our mouth. And change our circumstances. Change that situation. Change the atmosphere with our words. And then let us be encouraged to do all that you've called us to do. To be witnesses. To share the love of God. To love our brother and sister. Father, we thank you. We count it such a tremendous honor to be carriers of your word. We are carriers of your word. And it can stay and lie dormant inside of us, or it can bubble up and come out. So, Father, I pray that we choose life each and every day. Each and every day we choose to live, to love God, and to love our brother and sister. Each and every day. Each and every day. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I hope y'all are encouraged today. I hope you take this opportunity to, you know, the word says to judge yourself. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate your life. See where he wants you to go deeper with him. He's calling you. I'm telling you, he's calling you to go deeper. You just got to make that choice. Make that choice. And let it be a quality choice. Let it be decisive. Let it be a quality choice, because when you make a quality choice, you know, you satisfy something within yourself that says, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Just when you chose to become a Christian. I mean, there is nothing that could tear that away from me now. Well, we can make other choices that way. Nothing can tear it away from us. Amen?